Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by SuperValu Insurance, looking out for you and yours with our new life and mortgage protection insurance.
Tweet at Miriam O'Call.
Now, allow me to introduce my Studio 8 guests this morning. They are Robbie Cunningham from Leitrim, Ross McNerney from Longford, Usher McCaffrey from Sligo. Collectively, they are Amble. We're going to hear all about how you got together as a band in a few moments. But first, this is Amble's new single. It's called Full Circle.
Came across somebody on the internet. Now I can't recall the name, the face, and body looks about the same.
I love that. Robbie, Ross and Usher, great to see you all. Come back over, sit down with me. But look, it isn't a group where you all grew up, you all went to school together. Sure it isn't. Tell me how it came about, Rob.
Basically, it all only happened 18 months ago. I would have half known of Usheen through Instagram, and I was basically just dying to play music, Miriam, with somebody. And I reached out to Usheen because he had recently moved to Dublin from Galway, and I said, would he like to maybe play a few tunes together? So we started doing that. I think the idea for us at the time was to maybe get into a pub and hopefully get a couple of free drinks out of it and play music on a Friday evening or something. It'd be beautiful. And Usheen, just similar to that, reached out to Ross, who he half knew again through Instagram, and said, would you like to join up? So we got a little gig at home in my hometown in Manor Hamilton in Leitrim. And I'd never previously met Ross before, but Ross came to the gig, played all the songs with us. It was a brilliant night. We got a standing ovation. And the next day, Ross texted us and said, boys, I think we should pursue this. We'll get a proper name. We'll get on Spotify. We'll get proper ticketed gigs. And we'll approach this the professional way, which was not the way me and Usheen was planning on doing it. But that's obviously what we needed. We needed someone to give us a little kick. And Ross happened to be that kick. So that was all about 18 months ago. And it's
happened
since.
Wow, you've done so well. What did you think, Usheen, when this random guy, Rob, contacted you?
I suppose I had also heard of him, but I only knew of him. My girlfriend was from the same place as him.
Uh-huh.
But to be honest, we had both written songs, and as soon as he sang for me in his house, I was like, I think we're onto something here, do you know? But as Robbie kind of alluded to there, it took Ross to maybe bring a bit of ambition and the kind of, I didn't know what a ticketed show was. Like, I'd been to gigs, but the idea of putting on a ticket to come see us was like, what? But you need that. You need someone like that, you know?
Ross, from the beginning, you just got it. You said, we could make this work.
Yeah, I suppose just that gig in the room, I just thought it was too good to not pursue. And I've always been in music, I wanted to play. I was crying out for that message from Usheen, to be honest, and maybe an ounce to myself. And then when I played that gig, I was just like, oh, let's go, let's play. And we were all like-minded people, even from that night. Music aside, we got on well with each other, even though it was like our first date.
It seemed
like a right thing to do. It seemed like let's go for it.
Yeah, you seem like you know each other forever. And listen, I know you know the lads from Kingfisher Ard. They were here a few months ago with us. We chatted with them about leaving the day jobs. You've given up your work too, haven't you? Tell me, Rob, what used you be?
Yeah, so I was a primary school teacher in St. Pius of Terranure Boys School for 4 years. And I was having the best time. I really did love teaching. I was extremely fulfilled by it. I loved the boys I was teaching. I got on so well, the staff, everything. But when Amble came along, it was really hard to juggle both. And very quickly, Amble became, you know, nearly a full-time job. And it was just, as I said, hard to balance both. So we had to go for one. And you know, music is my passion. And I said that to the kids when I was leaving. Oh. I wasn't overly happy to leave them. But I said, you know, hopefully that they can take inspiration from a young teacher following their dream, and which mine is music, and going for it. So I had to leave in the end, and I'm really happy I did so far. So hopefully it keeps going in the right direction.
Oh, it's lovely you said that to the kids. And you, Usheen?
I was a full-time nerd. I was working in Pfizer, so just out the road in Grange Castle. Work from home and stuff the odd time, but look, when the opportunity to be full-time music came up, it was, I'm going for this.
I'm Ross.
Yeah, I was a secondary school teacher, PE and maths in Longford, yeah, St. Mel's. And similar to Robbie, I just thought, yeah, if we're given the chance, we might as well kick the door down.
Well done. Now, how do you describe your musical style? I mean, you're firmly in the folk bracket or not? What would you say?
I wouldn't say firmly, especially our latest track that we just played, Full Circle. You know, with the introduction of the piano from Oisín, it's kind of a bit different to our previous tracks like Lonely Island and Mariner Boy, Mary's Pub. They would all be more folk. But I think as a trio, since we've met, we've started writing songs together in the last year. And those songs are a blend of everything. And you know, they're kind of, some are folk, some aren't. And I think
storytelling is probably the common thread to, like, it's not really genre specific, but it's always about the story. It's always about the words with our songs.
Yeah.
And you've had huge success on, like, platforms like TikTok, huge numbers on Spotify. I mean, that's a big place to be, isn't it, Oisín?
Yeah, well, I took it upon myself to make a TikTok because we didn't have one ourselves before, and, you know, but so many people were saying, like, this music needs to be on TikTok somewhere, and then you put out a song and someone can use that sound, you know, they can use your song and the video can go across the country, across the globe. So, look, it's brilliant for that. So we kind of had to get on board with TikTok and Instagram and everything.
So tell me about the personalities. Who's the messy one? Who's the tidy one? Who's the organiser?
Well, I suppose we already alluded to it, that Ross gave us the kick that we needed to start.
So he's the organiser.
So Ross is kind of like dad of the group. You know, he's an old fella as well. He's touching 30 there. So yeah, he's Ross, I suppose, would be more like kind of manager / musician. And myself and Oisín just do what he tells us to do. That's
No, Oisín as well is very organised and in a different way. I think he's, when it comes to like social media and stuff like that, he's very, and Robbie, yeah, definitely is the messy one. That's just
He doesn't look it today.
Robbie's the uber talented one, but he's yeah.
Are you loving what you're doing? Are you going to play for us again now? But are you loving this moment? As you said, Robbie, you know, you said to your children in the national school, follow your dream if you can. Because the three of you now, you are following that dream, aren't you?
Yeah, no, it is. Like, I had actually never, Ross said he was in music his whole life. I had never really sang for anyone before I met these two guys. And now this November, September, we'll be playing in some of the biggest rooms in Ireland, sold out headline shows. So it really is like, you could not be just having the best time of your life. And we are.
As I said, I was working and did college and everything, but I was always writing songs. And the fact that we've, like, since 16, 17, and the fact they've reached this audience and stuff, it's every day is a dream, genuinely. I mean it, like, you know, so.
Yeah, so great. Well, you're lovely guys. You're going to sing for us again. You're going to head back over there while I tell my listeners that Amble, you've got an upcoming tour. Lots of dates are already sold out, but you'll be in the INEC in Killarney, the Royal Theatre in Castlebar, several venues in the UK, including the Garage in London and Dublin's 3 Olympia. Ticket information on ambleofficial.com. Thanks so much, guys. I wish you the very best. And here you are now. You're going to sing Mariner Boy.
Saving my flowers away for you, though it's homeward I know I should be. Summer's gone and the birds they've flown on the winds of the migrating seas, on the winds of the migrating seas. The captain he asked me on a cold winter's eve, is it married you're intending to be?
Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1.